We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Willie P. in for Andy on this Trillville Thursday. Hope you're enjoying yourself as you listen to us wherever you might find us via the radio.com app or on the radio. Willie P. and Andy here with you. We'll get into a big college football corner coming up about 25 minutes from right now. We'll talk about the big opening weekend of the SEC. A lot of comments on Twitter, at Willie P. Style for me, at RandyMac81 for Randy. A lot of people commenting on your thoughts about Ashanti, Randy.
She's always been just, she's gorgeous. But when you see, she's beautiful, by the way. But, like, when she had that drive, I'm serious, Will. It was like when, because, you know, him being the host, he always comes in after all the guests in there. So we're all hanging around, just, talking. And then the door opens and, like, that big spotlight came on the door. And then everybody was like, bam.
It's like staring into the sun.
Yeah, man. I mean, but, you know. That was before I met my wife. So yeah, that was long time ago.
I saw Nelly on the sidelines at a Mizzou game once, and it's funny how that guy just kind of blends in wherever he is, and it's like, oh my God, you're Nelly, and he was just, like I said, he was a really cool dude, and again, underrated partier. I'll say that
I had a good time. The only time I went, but I had a good time, man. And everybody talk about the whole pocketbook thing. I'm just, Willie P, I mean, honestly, if we dating for 3 months, I'm about to buy you this expensive pocketbook, and then we break up, I want it back. I'm an Indian here. Because the last thing I want to see is the pocketbook I bought you in one of your pictures with another dude. I will feel some certain type of way. Like, I furnished you looking good for him. No, give me that back.
I had one girl I dated in college.
Leave the tag on for a year.
There's a girl I dated in college who befriended my roommate after we broke up, and the roommate snuck her into the house, and she took back all the gifts that she gave me during the time that we were dating. I guarantee you. And she did some other things, too, that are unmentionable that I would... That I don't want to necessarily talk about on the radio.
Are you and the roommate still friends?
Absolutely not.
I would have whipped his ass right there.
You best believe I did. Egged the deck, too. She egged the deck. Trust me, this led to a dissolution of the friendship and the friendship.
Definitely. Well, I don't believe a dissolution of friendship. I just believe a punching him in the face and saying, we ain't cool no more.
Trust me.
Is that pretty much dissolution is?
That's dissolution. Okay. That's what dissolution came out as. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go!
This hour brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Falcons and Bears this week in Chicago. And it'll be interesting to look at this game this weekend, Randy, just because of the fact that you have a team coming in here with the Bears, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that comes in here 2-0, but in my mind it's a fool's gold 2-0, and I feel like
you
look at this team and yeah, they've won, but they beat a couple of raggedy teams and they did so very much at the end. They held on for dear life to beat the New York Giants last week, and they stole one at the death against the Detroit Lions in week 1.
Oh, I'm with you right there, and I said this yesterday, Willie P. If They won't beat the Falcons playing like that. That's the thing about it. I don't think they should not beat the Falcons. Let me say that. They should not beat the Falcons. Like you said, they won a game. Mitchell Trubisky came alive in Detroit, threw three touchdowns. I'm not going to take anything away from him. Great performance by him. But if DeAndre Swift catches the ball, they lose. They're minus Saquon Barkley, minus two receivers, banged up offensive line. I'm talking about the Giants, and still almost beat them. Now, the thing with them, and we'll get a better feel for it because we're going to have Dave Archer on at 12:20, is that they got playmakers all over the field. They got a number one receiver. They got two dynamic running backs, especially that Cohen kid. And then you got two beasts of a pass rusher. You got Roquan's playing out of his damn mind, and Eddie Jackson's one of the best free safeties in football. So they got dynamic blue chip type players on that side of the ball, but it all comes down to that quarterback. And he's not playing well, but they're playing well enough to win. And the Falcons do not need to let him. Andy says this all the time because he said it last year. Don't let an average quarterback come in here and don't be a superstar. Don't do it. Because then, again, I'm all about continuity and keeping things together. And, you know, it's still early in the season. You can't come in here and let Mitchell Trubisky look like the number two overall pick. No.
Make him look like Mitchell Trubisky. Despite the massive amount of injuries, seven on the defensive side of the football that involved guys who did not practice Wednesday, Falcons DB Keanu Neal confident heading into that game against Chicago this weekend.
The mentality has been great. We went into practice ready to roll, ready to go. The mindset is being 1-0 now. That's really where we're at. You know, the last two games happened, but now our focus is Chicago.
What kind of mentality exists on a group that is in the position the Falcons are, where you have it coming from all sides, you've got the criticism coming, and it's not even just the criticism this year. There's all the stuff that we had to go through when it comes to the offseason about, you know, is this going to change around? Is this going to look like we looked the last 8 weeks of the regular season?
I mean, it's one of those, the thing, Willie, is that you got to keep it, you know, insulated as far as it's about us. And because it always is. And you can't listen to it, even though everybody in today's sporting, they have them damn rabbit ears. They hear everything and get offended by everything. I mean, I'm like, how you get offended by something when you saw the tape, you look like garbage. You didn't play well. So if I say you were bad, don't come at me. You don't know what you're talking about. I do know what I'm talking about because I sit there and watch it. You thought that was good? So, I mean, they're in a tricky spot, and they're playing a team that they should beat when they need to get off the hump, especially coming around to the following week when they play Monday night against the Packers. But they can't worry about that right now. They got to get this win, and it's so important that, you know, that they stick together through these times, because the last thing that you need, and I've been on teams that have struggled like this, is you don't want the divisiveness. You don't want that. You don't want to be, well, it's the defense's fault, well, it's the offense's fault. You all got to stay together. And the one thing about it is that they believe in their head coach. I mean, as much as people are on Dan Quinn and everything, and rightfully so, I don't see the players not believing them. I don't see this Falcons locker room as being fractured or anything like that. That was a tough loss they had, Willie P, and the way they lost. But, I mean, you can always overcome it if they find a way to win. And winning cures all. Now, I know that if they win, they'll be 1-2. But, hell, it'll be better than 0-3.
Mm-hmm. We were saying that about last week. You know, 1-1 would have looked better than 0-2. 1-2 looks better than 0-3. They can't say it, but I will. You can't blame the offense for what happened on Sunday. 39 points and no turnover should be enough to beat a team, especially, you know, factoring in the fact that you had a couple of unfinished drives off turnovers. I still think you could have won with that point output, but Matt Ryan says you got to put it behind you and move on.
One of the most important things of being a professional is being able to move on and to prepare for whatever's next. And, you know, it's key that, you know, whether you're having success or you're going through a tough batch, you've got to be able to compartmentalize that, learn from it, and then be confident and move on and be prepared for the next week. And I certainly think the energy has been good today, and we need to continue that for the rest of the week and finish off a great week of prep to give ourselves a chance on Sunday.
Is it an absurd statement, Randy, to assume that through 2 weeks, Matt Ryan's playing the best quarterback of anybody in this division?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it, man. I mean, the struggles about from New Orleans and you know, the continuity of what's going on in Tampa. Yeah, I mean, he's playing the best right now because, you know, he knows his guys better. You would say the same thing about Drew Brees, but, yeah, they don't look good offensively, and Drew doesn't look good throwing the football right now. And maybe that, like I said, some teams are using this as, like, their preseason right now, trying to figure things out. I know Tampa is because Tom, he looked pretty good last weekend. And I hate when people talk about what he had over. He would have had 400 yards and four touchdowns. They would have caught the ball. Well, hell, a lot of times the receiver would have had 10 catches, 400 yards. The quarterback made the right throw. So it goes hand in hand. You don't blame. It just is what it is. Those things happen in football. But yeah, I mean, if you're talking about just on the money right now, he's left some throws on the field. He left some yards that should have been, you know, touchdowns, and he's made some, you know, some empty yards, especially in that first game. So, but definitely playing the best in this division so far.
Falcons defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, a little bit under fire for the way the defense has looked the first 2 weeks. He says that there's some things that they have to get corrected, but they can do so.
The explosive plays have been the ones that allow them to get down there. You know, and those are the things that we got to stop. You know, that's a part of our winning formula here, the limited explosive plays and our offense getting them. You know, we had it rolling. That first half is what you wanted to look like. You know, that second half is not.
I just think they took the foot off the pedal, Randy. I mean, they were blitzing like crazy. You saw Debo in the backfield. These are things that we don't expect. You know, even A.J. Terrell came on a corner blitz. These are things that we're not used to seeing the Falcons do. And, yeah, I know people like the fact that that zone scheme that they play is built to limit the big play. But the problem is when you place as much zone as it is, it's very hard for DBs to stay in phase. And the routes that you can run off of that zone coverage are plentiful. You know that as a receiver.
Yeah, but the thing about it, Willie P., is that they're giving up their big plays, and man, I mean, and that's the thing about it. I mean, the big play to Amari, that was a zone coverage, but a lot of these big plays are just man-to-man, and those are the ones that Raheem are talking about. That's why when you asked me earlier in the show about what's the biggest problem, that's why I said technique. I mean, there are plays that you're going to have that are zone beaters, especially on when you're in a cover mm-hmm. two. A middle read like Amari Cooper ran off the safety, that's pretty much unstoppable if the Mike linebacker isn't getting depth. So, I mean, it's pretty much unstoppable. But at right. the same time, yeah, they're giving up big plays, and a lot of it is they're not playing good man-to-man coverage right now, especially Isaiah Oliver. He talked last week about mirroring his hands with his feet, not doing a good job of that right now. And so those are the things that got to be corrected, in my opinion. But I'm right there with you. They were so aggressive in the first half, and it was a Falcons defense that we ain't never seen. We ain't seen mm-hmm. these guys get after the passer and disguise and do all those things. And then when you get the lead, that's why I was talking about playing not to win. You know, I mean, you know, playing not to lose, I'm sorry. You go through things like that, and you sit there, and Dak was just patient. He dropped the damn tight end call, backup tight end call, 9 balls for 90-something yards and a touchdown because they just gave, here's a dink and dunk, here's 8 yards, break a tackle, first down. And then that opened up everything else, and that's why they got all those big plays.
Elsewhere around the league, Devontae Freeman's brand-new deal with the New York Giants has been released when it comes to the details of it from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Prorated value of $1.2 million of base value. It can go up to $2.8 million in incentives. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was going to get $4 million guaranteed from Seattle and didn't take it. Like, that seems to me like a downgrade, but that's just me.
Well, the thing with, I mean, who do you believe? I mean, did that come from him? I don't know. I don't know what the offer was to him and everything, but I mean, I ain't going to poo-poo him about an opportunity to make $3 million. I thought Seattle was going to be a good fit for him, but I mean, the thing with it is he's going to a team where they couldn't block for their star running back, so hopefully they can block better for him. Because, I mean, you know, the one thing about what Devontae is trying to do, he's trying to get another opportunity. He's trying to go to New York, show that he can still play and help this football team, but it's going to be hard sledding, man, because they don't have Saquon Barkley, and the O-line wouldn't even block it for him.
There's two kinds of holes in the run game. There's running holes, and then there's stuffing holes. And right now, the Giants are blocking when it comes to stuffing holes, as in they can't get anything out of their own way when it comes to their offensive game plan. Anthony Lynn of the Chargers says that it will be Justin Herbert starting this week at quarterback after he could not play last week because of basically a mess up in terms of a shot that was supposed to come on Tyrod Taylor. This to me, again, like I said earlier, I know people are standing up for the doctor. That's got to be a fireable offense, no?
Yeah. I think it is, but we said this yesterday. I've never heard this before, and I've gotten my ribs shot up to play in a game 3 or 4 times with it, and yeah, it hurts as much as it sounds. It does, but I just never heard that before. I'm really close with the athletic trainers, and it wasn't James or his staff. It was the doctor, and I know the doctor. He used to give me my shots. He was the one that gave us all our shots and everything. So, I mean, just for that to happen, and then, you know, everybody want to go back to what happened with Dr. Chow. Everybody knows what happened with Dr. Chow, but he's not Dr. Chow. And so, I mean, it's unfortunate, man, and I don't know how this is going to end, but it don't look like it's going to end well because if I'm Tyrod, I'm looking into this, man. Because that's just a mistake that can't happen. You know, right. That just can't happen. Oops, my bad. No, you just can't do that. I mean, I know how hard it is. Once again, the hardest part for the doctor is to find the spot where they need to put the needle. I get that. You know, but still, you're like, damn.
Anthony Lynn, here's what he had to say about the situation involving Tyrod.
I'm not angry at all. It happens, you know, and like I said, I can't go into details about it, but it was a complication with the shot, and it, you know, no one's perfect. I don't think anyone on this Zoom is perfect, so it happens, but I know the doctors, I know he's a good man, and it was just unfortunate.
He's getting degrees, right, Andy?
He's a great man, dog. I love him. I love the guy. But the, I mean, the only thing I've seen similar, this is one time when a Toradol shot. That's the pain killing antibiotic that everybody usually gets before the game. I saw it give somebody like was allergic to something, and he got broke out in like hives before a game. But that's the closest I've seen to anything that is taking place with a needle, man. Other than the fact that it hurts really bad.
Yeah. Also, Nick Mullins going to start. It looks like for San Francisco as well in that matchup against the Giants because Handsome Jimmy got himself hurt on that sticky turf at MetLife. College Football Corner comes your way next. Some of the big SEC matchups and who's starting for Georgia. We'll get into all of that when we come back. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Week 3 begins with an intra-Sunshine State clash as the Dolphins visit the Jaguars. Miami is in rebuild mode under Brian Flores, and everyone's waiting for the Dolphins to take Tua Tagovailoa out of the bubble wrap. Meantime, the fish will sink or swim behind 37-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick. The scatter-armed Harvard brainiac threw 3 picks in the opener against New England, but of course rebounded with a pair of scoring strikes in Sunday's 3-point loss to Buffalo. The Jaguars are the NFL's youngest team, and they look like they're having a ton of fun. I love the energy of Gardner Minshew, who counters Fitzpatrick's bushy beard with the league's best mustache. The gunslinging 24-year-old fired a trio of touchdown passes in both the upset victory over Indy and the near upset of Tennessee last week. This should be an entertaining high-scoring contest. I like Minshew mania over Fitzmagic. Let's call it 31-27 Jags and hope it doesn't go into overtime. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Divorce can be complicated, even more so if there are children involved. If you're a father and want to protect your rights, consider Cordell and Cordell. As a partner men can count on, they have helped men with matters like these for 30 years.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328. Joseph Cordell, principal partner. Announcers are not licensed attorneys.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh! That's my stuff. That's the stuff right there.
Yeah.
It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy. Most important audio in the world comes your way at noon. We'll get back into the Falcons. Also, let you know about what Falcons special teams coach Ben Kotwicka had to say. He's speaking with the media currently. And also kind of facing the music, which we kind of like to see. He says he's taking some responsibility from what we saw with that botched onside kick at the end of the Cowboy game. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams will give us some stories as well. We'll do some college football now, Randy, as you hear the SEC on CBS theme, I should say, as SEC football returns this weekend. Full slate of conference-only games, and just big picture, how smart does this conference look right now, given all of the tumult and the controversy and the postponements that have happened? A lot of these non-conference games. Houston has basically been in a situation they haven't had to play a game. They haven't played a game yet. They've had 4 or 5 of their opening games postponed, and some of these other games haven't been worked out with some of these smaller conferences. The SEC decided, you know what? We're going to keep it in the family. We're going to have uniform testing guidelines. We're going to have everything built in when it comes to bye weeks and those type of things. We started late enough to where we made sure that we had our protocols all in sync. Once again, best conference in America continues to show that they're the smartest conference in America, in my mind.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they did a good job by moving it back. I would like to see all of them. And I think if you want to go back to, I think most of them would have wanted to do this. Willie P is starting this late. But, yeah, I mean, they're just doing it the right way. I think they're doing it the right way. But we still don't know because the kids haven't been out there and played yet. And now, like you said, Houston, they haven't had a damn game yet. Another cancellation. And then you saw the big news was the Notre Dame. And I was listening to them this morning. It was a contract tracing thing back to the South Florida thing. So the South Florida coaches, Willie P, watched every single play that Notre Dame, because Notre Dame gave them the players' names or whatever. So they went and watched every single play of that player and looked on their team who was going against that player. So, I mean, that is like, you're like, that's those are the things that we taught Willie P about college football coming back was going to be those things. When they actually get out there and play. And if this is transmitted, how do you prevent it or whatever? Because it's football, so it's going to be contact. But then they're talking about they got to go back and watch every play that this young man was in and who went against him. You know, and I mean, that's where we're at right now. But I mean, aside from all that, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, no, it's not a great slate of games, but it's damn SEC. And this is what SEC fans, that's what they always wanted. They always wanted to keep it in conference as far as everybody playing 10 conference games. I've always liked it. And because, you know, and I know when you play these other schools, it's for their athletic department. They get money. I get all that. And I love that for them. But let's play the big boys. The big one,
right?
You know, I ain't no SEC homer. I love Georgia. Damn everybody else in the SEC. But I mean, it's going to be good to have that football back this week.
In typical Randy Michael fashion, I'll sit here and say it for you. I don't give a damn if it helps their money. I mean, I don't give a damn. I want to see good quality football, and I think we're going to see that over the course of the next 11-12 weeks of SEC play. I think something that we really haven't talked a lot about when it comes to this opening matchup for Georgia is not only do we get to see an old friend in Sam Pittman, but we get to see an old nemesis in Felipe Franks there at quarterback for Arkansas. He's somebody, obviously, who transferred from Florida. I loved ripping him to shreds when he was a Gator just because I thought he was as fraudulent at quarterback as Monopoly money. I'm interested to see what he looks like as a Hog.
My stunt, Felipe, we busted him up down in Jacksonville. We're going to bust him up in Fayetteville. You know, right. I don't know if you know, but like I don't like him. I don't like
him at all either. I'm not
one of those people who don't like. I always got to have a reason not to like. I just don't wake up not liking folks. I just don't. Maybe I don't like his face. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his attitude. You remember when he was like going back with the Gator fans and all that, dude?
Right.
You weren't playing good. That's why they were booing you, dog. So don't be, you know. And I know Wendy was going to come, was going to chime in on it too. Good riddance and all that. Yeah, but I mean, I stunned Felipe. It's a bust Felipe up down in Jacksonville.
That was the episode two where he's going at the fans and especially the kids in the student section. Like, that's not a good look, man.
No.
I also don't like the way he spells his name. He spells his name kind of weird, you know. So it's just a lot about him not to like. But he gets another chance in Arkansas. As the Arkansas Razorbacks take on Georgia, first year of a new program. The problem with the slate that I have here is you really don't have a lot of intrigue in terms of actual games other than the fact that there's the newness of it. And I think the SEC did this on purpose. They wanted to give the teams, at least on the upper echelon, an opportunity to play the lower side. So you have Florida and Georgia and Alabama all going on the road, but in games that they will be road favorites in. The real big statement game, I think the one that might be the closest of the bunch, is LSU-Mississippi State, just because we don't really know what's going on when it comes to the Bayou Bengals. And, of course, you have the first year of Mississippi State Bulldogs under Mike Leach. What's kind of catching your eye, whether it's that game or any other outside of Georgia this weekend?
I think that Brian said it the best in our pre-show meeting. This South Carolina-Tennessee game is very intriguing because I think, you know, I think that, you know, Coach Pruitt has him going in the right direction. They got some playmakers over there. Quarterback Guantanamo, he's still garbage, but, you know, the offensive line is going to be the strength of that football team led by Trey Smith. As far as South Carolina, what are they? I mean, they got a new quarterback. You talked about him earlier today. You talked about him in our pre-show meeting about, you know, they got a new quarterback and all those things. Lost a lot of players. And, you know, what is this for Will Muschamp? Is it a must win? And then you look at the economic climate. Can they buy him out and all those things? But that game right there, and I want to see, you know, what this Florida not Florida, I'm sorry, with this LSU team is going, because they got playmakers all over the field. Even though they lost a lot of talent, it's damn LSU. One thing they're going to have, they're going to have some DBs, and they're going to have some pass rushers and a linebacker. So I think Brennan is the key because he lost everybody to throw the ball to. That is one of the most intriguing things for me.
Not only do you lose Brennan, but you lose the guy who many thought was the secret sauce to getting Joe Burrow, the type of deal that he got.
He damn sure didn't look like it, Willie P, in his first test, giving the damn ball to the fullback on fourth down.
Right. You're not wrong. I'm talking about Joe Brady, though. I'm talking about that guy, Joe Brady. The tactician. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People talked a lot about McCaffrey not necessarily being a good short yardage guy. So I can see the defensible nature of that. But you're right. You put the ball in your best player's hands and you try to have.
Hey, Willie P, another one. This Ole Miss, watching Lane Kiffin get his hands on Ryan Plumlee. I just want to see that might be special, man, because that boy can run. And now as much as you might not like Lane Kiffin, he is a mad scientist when it comes to offensive play calling. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they use him.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting contest there. Also, I'll be interested to see, just from people before the game, what tailgating and social distancing is like at the Grove, because that's going to be a different atmosphere, I would think, for folks who are going there to Oxford. The hardest place to get to in the Southeastern Conference of any place to get to is Oxford, Mississippi. It is small on the map, man.
Yeah, you stay in Memphis. Yeah,
I was gonna say, you can't even stay in Oxford when you go play down there, right? You usually stay in Memphis, right?
Yeah, you stay in Memphis. Yeah, yeah, but no, it's a hard place to get into. But I'm telling you, yeah, them hotty totties, they gonna still be flowing, but it's gonna be different. That Grove, man, oh man,
oh yeah.
I mean, I see how you get players down there. You just take them to the Grove for the game.
Hey, man, I've been down there 3 times, and I fell in love more times on those trips than I have anywhere else in my entire life, and I've been a lot of places. When it comes to that South Carolina game, they're dealing with a situation also at running back where they had a guy who they thought they were going to count on at running back as a true freshman in Marshawn Lloyd, who tore his ACL before the season. He won't play. As it pertains to Georgia-Arkansas, I feel like we're not talking about some of the guys on this defense, you know, guys like N'Kobe Dean, who are going to step into larger roles. And I know we talk a lot about LeCount. We talk a lot about the guys on the defensive line. But this is going to be a situation where you've got guys who got a lot of experience a year ago stepping into larger roles. And when you and I last did a show together, this defense can be better than last year. And it might have the opportunity to be the best defense Kirby Smart's had.
I think honestly, Willoughby, is going to be the best defense that Kirby's had. These guys, they got players that's been in this system for multiple years, and they know what to Kirby knows what to expect from them. I mean, they got some players over there led by Big Jerome Davis. I mean, and he is a force at that nose guard position, along with Malik Herring, Alojuar, great pass rusher. Monty Rice, just been there forever, just a rock in that middle. N'Kobe Dean's going to be a superstar. I think N'Kobe Dean's going to be the next great inside linebacker for Georgia, the mold of a Roquan Smith. Nolan Smith is the one. Those outside guys, Jermaine Johnson, those guys, because that's the thing about it. We've been so good against, you know, especially against the run. We don't have a consistent pass rush off the edge. And that's where Georgia needs to be. On the entire part of their defense, that's the one thing that has to be the number one thing this year. I think they're going to be damn fine in the secondary. They got some corners that have played a lot of football back there. So I'm not even worried about the corners. They got to get that outside pass rush going from them young men. They're high recruits. Five-star here, five-star, four, whatever. Miss me with all that. Get to the damn quarterback on a consistent basis. That's what Georgia's been missing.
Yeah, Walker and Ojulari are going to really have to step up this year. You're absolutely right. You got the new freshman, too, Ringo, there back in the secondary as well, joining DJ Daniel and some of the other guys you might have back there as well. Of course, a lot of the question marks surround the quarterback position. The one thing that we're looking at right now is whether or not JT Daniels will be cleared. Here's Kirby Smart on the status of the USC transfer.
We hope JT will be cleared by Saturday officially. I'm excited about the guys that have competed. They've all done a good job. They've all taken reps. Stetson, Carson, JT, and DeJuan have all done a good job. And excited to see those guys go out and play.
It seems to me that, as Kirby is going to do all the time, very sheepish about what the offense is going to look like under Todd Monken. I know you want to see them run the football more, but I think, if anything, you just have to have the threat to throw it. You have to have the threat over the top to throw it, because you cannot look predictable out there when you get into some of these higher profile games outside of the Arkansas game, because you got Auburn week two. I know you don't want to show too much, but have to have the threat of the deep ball.
I'm with you, Willie P. They have got to get more balance and more shots down the field. I think, and Roddy said this the other day, me and him were going back and forth just playing around, but he's right. He might be right. They might take some shots down the field just, you know, because a lot of times, will it be just to put it on tape, like you said, let Auburn have the game plan for it.
Wendy's Zone comes your way next here on the Midday Show. Wendy wants to know from Randy how much this situation happens in the locker room, and also, would you give up blank or your phone for a month? That all comes your way next. Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Willie P. in for Andy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
I'm hungry and hopefully above average when it comes to everything going on with the day today. We'll do our lunchtime Falcons report coming up at 12:20. Most important audio of the world comes your way at noon. But it's time to say good morning to Wendy Adams. What's up, Wendy?
What's going on, guys? This is usually time I'm also hungry. I mean, me and Randy were just talking just briefly in the commercial break about what he's having for dinner. I said I was really craving that Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. I won't go get it because it's a lot of calories, but if you haven't had it, it's really delicious and good. But yeah, good thing McDonald's has a Travis Scott meal and their new spicy nuggets, because just a bit of food news before I talk about my other two stories. McDonald's considering getting rid of the all-day breakfast, which means you cannot have a hash brown at noon when you really need it, because that's when you're starting to wake up from the hangover that you're having, and you just really want a hash brown sometimes, not speaking from experience, but they're going to get rid of the all-day breakfast.
Dude, I love slinging in sometimes on like a Saturday, you know, trying to wake it back up, get a little Egg McMuffin around noon, especially after a late night. Right? I need me one of those. That's a travesty.
I would go ahead and start.
They're just not getting a good enough response. I mean, what's the deal with that?
Just some McDonald's employees in different locations say it's kind of a hassle, and some others are saying it takes away from the dinner offerings and the lunch offerings. Well, sometimes for lunch, guys, I just want a hash brown. I just feel like you can eat breakfast at any time of day, which I also think you can eat dinner food at any time of day.
Keeping breakfast food at breakfast is a rookie move, in my opinion.
Hell yeah.
I agree.
Man, bacon good anytime.
Right? Bacon is good at any time. I agree with you, Randy.
Bacon good anytime. Speaking of, never go wrong with bacon.
You guys know how we were talking about Tyler Hero's girlfriend earlier and the guys that she's dated in the past or players that she's dated in the past. So this story sort of stems off of that. And Randy, I want to ask you, because you've obviously been in an NFL locker room, how much does this happen and just the impact that it has? Obviously, Ben Roethlisberger doing really well in his start with the Steelers so far this season. Well, if you don't remember, the Steelers made a transaction back in early September, signing quarterback Josh Dobbs. They also have Mason Rudolph as one of their backup quarterbacks as well. But it appears that Dobbs was dating a Bachelor finalist. Her name is Hannah Ann Sloop, back in March, and apparently things didn't work out between the two, because Hannah Ann confirmed in May that she was dating Steelers backup Mason Rudolph. So we've got ourselves a full-blown love triangle in the Steel City. So
I missed that with Hannah Ann, really. Wow.
Yes, so she was dating Dobbs in March. Fast forward 2 months, she is now dating Mason Rudolph, and I guess the two are probably still dating. But Randy, how much does this happen where you've got two players in the locker room that have dated the same girl? Or is it just not talked about?
It's not talked about, but it's known. It's been scenarios where, I mean, and it's gotten damn near to fights. It's gotten to a point where, you know, we had to have a powwow with our guy. Like, hey man,
she,
like, all of us sat around and like, hey man, because he was like really wanted to marry this girl, but she was out there and she was out there with a lot of his teammates, and he didn't care. He wanted to marry this girl and end up marrying her, but we like, hey man, you know. The worst is when you have the situation where this situation they're in, and she comes to the game with him, with Mason Rudolph, when she came to a game with Dobbs before. That is the worst. Mm. That is the most awkward type looking thing, I would assume. But yeah, it happens all the time, man. Cats, I tell you all the time, it's always that one young cat that come into town, think he balling, yeah, I got this, got me this nice looking honey, and then he bring it to the game, and everybody looking like, that's her? Come here, young boy. come here, young boy, let me talk to you for a second. And they just be shocked because they look, Willie P, they think they'd be the only one.
Yeah. I'll leave the names out of it, but there was a guy who, at Mizzou, who was the quarterback who dated this one girl his entire time when he was in college, and she ended up marrying a guy on the basketball team who was there around the same time that he was, and everything seemed to be copacetic. It's like you said, it's kind of a thing where these type of things happen, and...
But don't these athletes know there's, like, more than that one girl in the world?
They don't care. That's why I was asking about Tyler Hero. Like, these cats act like they're the only ones. Like, there's so many beautiful women that ain't on an app in this world, but they
Wasn't it you earlier in the show who was talking about Rastas?
Yeah. Willie P. Let me tell you. You got to be... And I can only speak for myself. You gotta be more than fine to be with me. You gotta bring something to the table. I mean, I just can't sit around and look at you all day and you can't carry on a damn conversation. Not saying these women can't do that, but yeah, you got more than just fine. Now, being fine is you know, one of the top priorities. But yeah,
but you gotta be smart. You gotta have a conversation, yeah. Right?
But no, these young cats, they be fine. Hey man,
too.
Because they young, and when I was young and single, I was a skirt chaser. I ain't going to lie, but I want no skirt, like, wife them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, Wendy and I know this just because we watched the show, but Hannah Ann was the one who got the raw deal at the end with Peter Weber because Peter was swooning over some other girl who didn't want him, basically. Do I have that timeline correct, Wendy?
I love that Willie P's breaking down The Bachelor.
Are you serious?
Hannah Ann is a very, very beautiful girl. No, she used to be a model.
No, no. I mean, okay, The Bachelor, whatever, man.
Cool. I'm just saying that's what it is. I'm sorry. It's my one guilty pleasure. Can I have one thing that's a guilty pleasure that I like? That's kind of abnormal.
You sure can.
I'm not sitting here eating kale chips. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
I'm not drinking rosé while I watch The Bachelor either. I'm drinking cold beer.
Please don't do that. Please don't have no power or nothing.
I'm drinking cold beer. That's
Willie
right.
P, do whatever makes your heart happy. I do have another question for the two of you because there was an interesting poll and they asked 1,000 Americans about various things and would they rather give that up or give up their phone for a month. So you can either give this one thing up or give up your phone. And I'm just going to go down the list. Would you rather give up this over giving up your phone for a month? Number one, alcohol. Would you rather give up alcohol or give up your phone for a month?
Man, damn that phone.
I'd give up the alcohol before I give up the phone. I live on that phone.
So y'all are around like 72% would rather give up their phone than give up alcohol. Number two, Netflix. Would you rather give up Netflix or give up your phone?
I give up Netflix.
Netflix.
Would you give up all your streaming services or your phone?
I don't have cable, so I probably would need I'd need to give up the phone before the streaming services.
Yeah, I give up my streaming.
Would you give up coffee or give up your phone?
Ooh. By phone.
Coffee. That'd be good.
By phone. Yeah. I need my coffee, man. I can't deal without coffee.
I could do coffee. Social media or your phone?
Well, I give up social media.
Aren't they one and the same?
I was going to say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, I'd throw my phone away.
Here, then this is the one I wanted to get to because I just wanted y'all's reaction. Would you rather give up sex or give up your phone?
Oh, hell no. I'm good. Because I'm good at loving. I barely know how to work this damn phone. Every time the damn update come up, I'll be throwing it against the wall. I ain't giving up no loving for no damn phone. Ain't no man giving up no loving for no phone.
47% of people said they would give up that and not give up their phone.
What?
Hold on. What's the percentage?
47%.
Oh, they ain't getting none on the regular then. That's what that is.
Well, they don't know what the heck they're doing.
No, I ain't.
They don't know how to do it right, nothing, apparently.
Ain't nothing on this planet worth me giving up loving. There's no way possible that loving is more important than your phone. Man, bro, we'll give up our phone to our old lady, let her go through it for some loving. All right? So
Loving's like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's good.
Hey, you know what I mean? I ain't giving up no... Man, please. This phone. I barely use it anyways. Y'all see how long it would take me to text y'all back. So obviously, I ain't on it.
Thank you, Wendy. That was fun.
47%. Air wrong with them.
Way too high the number. Most important audio in the entire world comes your way next. Midday Show, Andy and Randy, Willie P. in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.